Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Cyber Risk Brief on the latest threats in cybersecurity brought to you by the MMRMA. My name is Shinzana Kidston, and I am a manager in Raymond's Technology Risk Advisory Services Group. Today, I'll be discussing why third-party vendors are a top cyber threat to municipalities. Municipal cyber risk no longer comes only from city or county-owned systems. Third-party vendors now represent one of the largest cybersecurity risks. Even secure municipalities can experience service outages, revenue disruption, and public trust damage. Recent real-world incidents show this risk is not theoretical. Our cybersecurity risk is only as strong as the vendors we depend on. Vendor cyber risk includes payment processors, utility billing platforms, emergency alert systems, IT and cloud service providers, and managed service providers. A vendor incident can impact city operations even when the city is not breached. This is not an IT issue alone, it is a governance, finance, and service delivery issue. A recent example is the ransomware attack of BridgePay Network Solutions in February 2026. BridgePay is a third-party payment processing vendor widely used by cities and utilities. The attack caused a system-wide outage of BridgePay's services. Multiple municipalities across the U.S. were unable to process online utility bill payments and credit debit card transactions. Grand Traverse County, Michigan, was specifically listed among affected jurisdictions. The outage lasted over 10 days, which caused real consequences for municipalities. From the BridgePay incident, residents could not pay utility bills online. Cities paused late fees and disconnection notices. Staff had to implement manual workarounds. Communications teams responded to public frustration, and recovery timelines depended entirely on the vendor. The county was not hacked, but citizens still felt the impact. Cyber risk became a financial and customer service issue overnight. Systems themselves were not breached, but essential services were disrupted because of vendor dependency. Another recent example is the attack on a service provider for the Anchorage Police Department in January 2026. The Anchorage Police Department took several internal servers offline as a precautionary measure after learning that one of its third-party technology service providers, White Box Technologies, experienced a cybersecurity incident. The attack was directed at the vendor, not the police department itself. According to police department and municipal IT officials, relevant police department servers were shut down, all vendor and third-party access was disabled, all remaining police department data was deleted and removed from the vendor systems, employees were notified and instructed to report suspicious activity, and continuous monitoring of police department systems was initiated. The cyber incident originated at White Box Technologies, a third-party service provider used during a data migration effort, and not at the police department. White Box supports multiple agencies nationwide, increasing the potential blast radius of a single vendor breach. Cybersecurity reporters noted that this incident reflects a broader trend of supply chain attacks, where hackers target vendors that support multiple local governments, potentially increasing the scale of impact across jurisdictions. Vendor cybersecurity failures are operational risks due to service availability, governance risks due to public explanation and accountability, and financial risks due to delayed revenue and emergency workarounds. Why do these matter for vendor management policy? Authoritative sources explicitly recommend that municipalities treat vendors as an extension of the municipal attack surface. Municipalities should include cybersecurity requirements and incident notification clauses in contracts and plan for vendor outage contingencies, not just internal incidents. Historically, common gaps in municipal vendor oversight are that cybersecurity is treated as a procurement checkbox. There's no clear incident notification requirements. There is a limited understanding of what systems a vendor can access and whether backups or contingencies exist. And there's no backup plan when a vendor goes offline. The purpose of the vendor management policy is to establish baseline cybersecurity expectations for third-party vendors that provide services to the municipality and may access municipal systems, data, or critical operations. Vendor cybersecurity is an essential component of the municipality's risk management, service continuity, and public trust responsibilities. This policy applies to all third-party vendors, contractors, consultants, and service providers that access municipal data, including resident, employee, or operational data, or have logical or physical access to the municipal systems or networks, or provide services that are essential to municipal operations, including but not limited to payment processing, utility billing, emergency notification systems, and cloud hosting or IT services. Vendor cybersecurity risk is a shared responsibility across departments, including administration, finance, information technology, and legal and procurement. Cybersecurity expectations should be considered during vendor selection, contract approval, and contract renewal. No vendor may be approved or renewed without consideration of cybersecurity risk appropriate to the service being provided. All covered vendors should, at a minimum, maintain reasonable administrative, technical, and physical safeguards to protect municipal data and systems. Vendors should have limited access to municipal data and systems to only what is required to perform contracted services or the least privilege approach. They should use unique accounts. Shared vendor accounts are prohibited where practicable. Protect credentials using reasonable security controls, including multi-factor authentication, where supported. Vendors must notify the municipality without undue delay upon discovery of any cybersecurity incident that impacts municipal data or systems or disrupts the availability of services provided to the municipality or could reasonably affect the municipality's operations or residents. Vendor notifications should include, to the extent known at the time, the nature of the incident, the systems or services affected, the steps taken to contain or mitigate the incident, and the expected service impact or restoration timeline. For vendors supporting essential municipal functions, they must maintain business continuity and disaster recovery capabilities appropriate to the service. The municipality may require documented contingency or recovery plans, identification of alternate service options where feasible, and vendors shall cooperate with the municipality during service disruptions to support interim or manual processes as needed. Additionally, vendors should use municipal data solely for the purpose of providing contracted services. Vendors should not sell, disclose, or reuse municipal data for secondary purposes unless expressly authorized. Vendors should also securely delete or return municipal data upon termination of the contract unless retention is required by law. The municipality reserves the right to request reasonable assurances regarding vendor cybersecurity practices, to require vendors to attest to compliance with applicable security obligations, and to reevaluate vendor risk following significant service changes or cybersecurity incidents. This policy does not require vendors to disclose proprietary security details beyond what is reasonably necessary for assurance. The policy should also include contract enforcement and remedies. Failure to comply with this policy may result in required corrective actions, suspension of services, contract termination as permitted by law, and other remedies available under contract or applicable law. Another important aspect to consider is policy review. This policy should be reviewed periodically and updated as necessary to reflect evolving cybersecurity risks, regulatory requirements, and operational experience. You do not need to be technical to ask the right questions. Once the policy is complete, councils and boards should be asking which vendors would disrupt services if they went offline. Do contracts require vendors to notify us quickly of cyber incidents? Do we have contingency plans for payments, utilities, public communication, and who owns vendor cyber risk internally? IT, finance, or legal? If these answers are unclear, risk is unmanaged. As such, vendor breaches are especially dangerous. Vendor incidents affect multiple municipalities at once, create single points of failure, are outside the city or county's direct technical control, often provide limited transparency or timelines, and can escalate public impact faster than internal breaches. Many recent examples involved no city system breach, Vendor risk is now a governance issue, a finance issue, and a public trust issue. Effective vendor management is one of the highest impact, lowest cost ways to reduce cyber risk. The question is no longer if a vendor will have a cyber incident, it's whether the municipality is prepared when it happens. The MMRMA offers a data breach standard grant program that can directly support public sector entities like municipalities and counties in implementing cybersecurity mitigation strategies, especially in light of the increased vendor cyber risk. There are two grants that can directly aid in implementing the mitigations we have considered. First is two or multi-factor authentication. Multi-factor authentication is critical for municipality vendors to prevent unauthorized access to sensitive government data, blocking over 99% of automated account compromises. As trusted partners, vendors with lax security are prime targets for hackers seeking to exploit remote access points, steal resident personal identifiable information, and disrupt critical public services. Vendors often have remote or privileged access to municipal IT systems, creating a vulnerability point that, if compromised, allows attackers to pivot into sensitive government networks. Even if a vendor employee falls for a phishing attack and reveals their password, multi-factor authentication ensures that stolen credentials alone are insufficient to access secure portals. Implementing phishing-resistant multi-factor authentication is strongly recommended for high security. Secondly, the grant for vulnerability assessment and penetration testing can be used to conduct external and internal testing to identify and remediate system weaknesses, which supports proactive risk identification and mitigation. Vulnerability scanning and penetration testing mitigate third-party risk by proactively identifying, validating, and addressing security weaknesses in vendor systems, preventing them from becoming entry points for breaches. Scanning provides continuous automated monitoring of vulnerabilities, while penetration testing simulates real-world attacks to demonstrate how hackers could exploit those weaknesses, holding vendors accountable and strengthening overall supply chain security. With MMRMA's grants, your organization can be prepared for the ongoing changes in the cyber environment. Thank you for joining me today. You can access additional resources, including model policies, risk control bulletins, and grant funding information at mmrma.org/members. Reach our team via the Contact Us form in the portal for further assistance.